joined by Ryan McHugh at the GAA GPA PWC All-Stars. Ryan, firstly, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a great night for us. You know, it's great to be here, first and foremost, and to get awards, that makes it that wee bit extra special.
I know that as a player, you want the Ulster title, you want the All-Ireland, but this is a nice recognition of your personal effort and your personal performances.
Yeah, it's great. I suppose, you know, at the start of the year when you're setting your goals and targets, you know, you're, as you said, you're setting out for the Irelands and the Ulsters, you know, and I suppose thankfully this year we got the Ulster, we didn't get the Ireland. Now they're not easy to come by, but I suppose at the end of the year when you look back and you receive or even to be nominated for awards, it's great, you know, and I think it's great coming up and meeting new people and meeting new faces at awards, which is great, and I'm actually looking forward to the night.
You got no luck in the Super 8, did you? I mean, you just hit the injuries heavy and at that level it's going to cost, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I suppose, you know, the big injury we had this year was Paddy, you know, which is a huge loss to us. You know, he was playing extremely well, so he was. So it was a huge loss to us. But listen, that's football, you know, and you're going to get injuries. You know, as I said, it was a huge loss, but it's how you react, you know. And I thought we actually reacted all right, so we did. You know, we came up against Dublin, which is always going to be extremely tough. And I thought we'd done all right, you know, so we did. But I suppose the Tyrone match was a huge disappointment for us. When the fact we were in a winning position and we didn't see it out was extremely disappointing. But to be fair to Tyrone, on the day, they were deserving winners.
And fair play to Declan. He hasn't rested on his laurels. He's brought in Stephen Rochford. And I guess it's a sign of strength from him, isn't it, that he's able to say, you know what, we need some extra help. I mean, a bit like Leo Cullen did with Stuart Lancaster at Leinster. I'm not sure if you're a rugby fan, but that's what I'd compare it to.
I suppose, listen, from a Donegal point of view, anyway, it's exciting times. You know, listen, Carl Lacey's a huge loss to Donegal. He was extremely good last year, so he wasn't. Listen, I think Carl Lacey is one of Donegal's best ever players to play the game, and to train under him was extremely exciting and extremely good. So it was, you know, so he's going to be a huge loss. But from Donegal's point of view, I should say Stephen Rogers' exciting appointment. So as you know, I suppose you'll learn more, I suppose, the years go on. But I'm extremely excited for 2019 and getting to work with Stephen.
Yeah, the team that gets Carl is going to be a lucky team. Just before I let you go, what are the aims for 2019, or do you think of that kind of stuff at this time of year?
Listen, I suppose you definitely do. You know, I don't think when you're involved in football and hurling, I suppose you never stop thinking about it. I think first and foremost we'll want to get out of Division 2. You know, we're extremely disappointed to be relegated last year, so we were, but it is what it is, and we're in Division 2 this year, so we're looking to kick start the league well and try to get out of Division 2 and take it from there. We've a tough draw away to Fermanagh in the championship, so we do, but we'll take it game by game and see where we get.